Welcome back to Of Steam, Steel, and Murder. This is episode 17 of our actual play game. Yes, that's episode 17. I made an error in the last podcast and numbered it session 19 part 2, when it should have been the second part of session 16. My bad, it's fixed in the feed now. In this session, we have Ben playing Dr. Babar, John playing Aldrich Hundergard, Marcus playing Bishop, and Nick playing Ray Marlowe. If you're listening, we would love to hear from you. You can leave us mail at steamsteelmurder@gmail.com or give us a rating on iTunes. Our campaign can be found at obsidianportal.com by doing a search for Steam, Steel, and Murder. On that site, you can also find links to our show notes and public forums. But now, Session 17, Part 1. All right, and John, I didn't get to send you email on at the end of last adventure. You guys in the submarine and you're forcing the lady to tell you about your family. And
she's what?
Reticent to say anything about it.
No, say it on the. It just explains. It means that everyone will know why it is. I'm going to be very quiet. Or at least that's going to be my excuse for not interacting with you guys tonight.
Here, actually, everybody, let me send this address out. I'm still having problems with the map tools on my Linux system, so I'm going to use the web roller again. This is the link. Set the password to SSM, all uppercase.
Right. I'm stealing Violet first.
I'm just going to label mine as
James. I have glass. Yeah. I have glass.
That's not how label works, by the way, Bert.
What's that?
That's not how label works.
What do you mean? You can add a label to any set of dice that you put on. Like, for instance.
Yeah, but I was pretty sure that it...
Well, my dice rolling is getting off to a fine start this evening. Damn you, Bishop!
See, and you can move the text around so that it's underneath the set of dice that you have.
That's disappointing. I just wasted my 4+.
Yep. Those of you who've used this before, if you didn't figure it out, you can move your dice around on the screen to make easier groupings and then drop a label and move the label under the group if you want as well, just to keep things on the screen so you can see what went on.
Well, I'm saving up XP right now because I definitely need 4 refresh minimum.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
No, seriously.
No, my dice clear dice removes labels, so don't bother with labels.
Mm.
Got it. Just pick a color. I call glass.
That's what I was trying to tell Bert. I'll do orange.
Detective's breathing into his mic again.
Still whittling away.
Yes, yes. Enough of the heavy breathing. It's hard enough to remove it. All right. Well, since everyone else has picked colors, I'll take green. Yeah, I am a little under the weather still myself, so I will be coughing and hacking through this.
That adds depth. Just play a character who's sick. Say all the characters are sick because of it's flu season.
Tesla was trying out some new... Oh, no, the good doctor was experimenting with a new form of knockout gas.
No, it gives him a reason to inoculate the populace, saying that it's a vaccine. Yeah, and you should all get inoculated.
Tesla's 154th birthday, apparently.
Yes.
He's old.
Yeah, not for a vampire. I mean...
Really, Arthur is cryostasis.
Not having to do anything because he's got that mechanical suit.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Mr. Hundegaard, what she tells you while you're aboard the Saab and she's making good her getaway and all that's being resolved, is that your brother and...
Tune in.
Essentially, your family name is playing a part with a conspiracy within the German government, which you guys now know as 3R. A lot of the nobility in Germany have sided with 3R's political ambitions to change Germany's political status with the rest of the world. You know, they really want to be a world power. They don't like how the power is being divvied up currently. But more importantly, your family name is now being associated with doing deals with the French for their bio research. It seems like the Hundegaards are wanting to start a very similar program in Germany for the use for 3R's use.
All the color drains from his face.
Yes, the bio research and the changing of human chemistry and human biology by route of alchemy is something that's considered pretty abhorrent by most of the other nations, including Germany. It's to the point where it's banned. The research of it is banned in a lot of nations. So your family is now being associated with bringing this technology into Germany, and for the particular use of this conspiracy that's trying to gain power in your government. It's still not widely known. It's something that the agency that Marla works for has found out this information. And she ends by saying, well, the next time that you're there for a family get-together, I would refrain from eating any food.
Right, he's too much of an outcast to have a taster.
His food tastes funny.
Oh, don't worry, he's just got a couple of mutagens.
You've always wanted that third arm.
I'd prefer eyes in the back of my head.
Yeah, but then then it's going to be really hard to concentrate. I mean, think of all the migraines you're going to have.
Besides, unless you cut your hair, all you're going to see is hair in the back of your head.
That's why you shave it bald.
Then you get funny looks for having eyes in the back of your head.
So? I just wear a scarf or a hat or something that covers it. And except when I really need it in those dark alleys. Mm-hmm. So I can act like I have eyes in the back of my head.
And Nick, information that you were gathering while the guys were gone on the submarine afterwards, you were looking up, first of all, if 3R has any operations going on in Metapol, they're doing it through another organization. Their scope is not based here. I mean, it is based in Germany. And none of your contacts really have heard about any link here in Metapol. Although, going along with some information that's been passed on to you, the group known as the Hold Aces are a mercenary group that's been getting a lot of funding and a lot of technology lately that they haven't had before. If you're looking for 3R's cat's paw in Metapol, it's probably them.
Okay.
And something else that's been going on lately, since the Hold Ace gang's attacks have been a lot more bold lately, a lot more daring, and they're taking a lot of monetary value away from the guilds and the independent contractors. The guilds have started having their Zeppelins have a fighter escort with them, so their planes their Zeppelins are now protected by biplanes, as well as their trains are being guarded as well. So the guilds have reduced the number of attacks and theft they've had for their merchandise, but the smaller independents are having problems now. They don't have the access to the military hardware or the wealth that the guilds have, so they're left kind of on their own to protect their shipments. And this has kind of opened up a new job opportunity from airboys that are fresh from the war, that have been mustered out, that are still young enough where they've got a great deal of skill in the air. You start having mercenary companies now composed of these flyboys protecting shipments, Zeppelin shipments, train shipments, etc. This is relatively new, but it is ramping up on the amount of, you know, just mercenaries that are available out there for money, for one. And it's almost like an arms race. The Hold Ace gang, they're getting better and better technology, better planes, better guns. And to combat that, the guilds are having, not just the guilds, but even the independents are having to resort to more military hardware to protect their shipments. So a lot of the conflicts now are getting bloodier each time they happen.
Pretty colors on the horizon.
So, yeah, the level of the conflict has escalated here. You're having more deaths involved in these hijackings now, where before people just rolled over because they really couldn't defend themselves. Now they're making a stab at defending themselves, which is causing a lot more deaths. Okay, and the good doctor, were you aboard the submarine? I kind of remember that you were, but...
Yes, he was.
Oh, I was.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the trip and getting Marla to safety would have taken about 3 to 4 days, unless you guys were in particular hurry to get back to Metapol. So you got 3 days of downtime, maybe four if you're doing it kind of leisurely. And in that time, that's Nick, that's what your character is kind of hitting up his contacts. And this is Marcus, where what we just went through, this is all happening during that as well. Actually, so you would end up having just shy of 2 weeks. You got 11 days.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of you have 3 or 4 days in between.
Now, I haven't... you have to wait a week to be able to advance something, right?
Yep. You can put the points in anytime you want, but your skill actually doesn't improve until... Yep. And you can improve as many skills at one time as you have a discipline.
So, it's all based off discipline?
As far as the number of skills you can train in the same week, yes. Because otherwise, you just you have too much ADD to focus on too many different things, and you're stuck just learning one thing.
Have you got back to Metapol, or are we going to continue on our journey first?
up to what you guys want to do. I do have something to run tonight, but I also want to give you the guys a chance to try and put a couple of dots together, you know, tie up some loose ends. And I wasn't sure also who all was playing tonight, so you guys can discuss where you want to go from here. If you guys want to advance the clock some and say it's a month later or whatever else, that's fine too. But I wanted to make sure there was nothing immediately that anyone wanted to look into.
I was wondering if Aldrich's brother had actually done what he said and sent anything to him after he delivered that package, or if he was just lying about all that.
Well, in the 4 days, it's basically the trip back to Metapol, so you won't find out anything within those days.
Right.
So, yeah, it all depends on how much forward we want to go in time as to how much more you're going to find out.
I've got nothing I really need to look up at this point.
Mm-hmm. Your car is in the shop.
Getting it's a new, bright pink.
Getting a new paint job. Nick?
I didn't get much. So,
You're breaking up.
So.
You're breaking up really bad there.
That's because... one quick thing.
Uh-huh.
That's because...
It's the aliens. He didn't tinfoil his head properly.
He never tinfoils his head properly.
No, I don't like tinfoil. It tastes like aluminum. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, hello. It's better.
It's better.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if I can make it good.
Oh, no, it sounds pretty good right now.
Okay. I Honestly, I thought I was going to get a little bit more, so So, no, I ain't got nothing to do. Yep. Not off the top of my head.
Off the top of my head, try and look into recruitment for, see if there's any secret recruitment bases out for the Hold Ace gang in the area.
Yeah, billboards are going around town saying, adventure, excitement, do you want money in some larcenous trade?
No, I expected that to be written in on the bathroom wall, you know, in one of the docks. Welcome, you new in town? Looking to plunder some ill-gotten gains?
Do you have a criminal record and are finding it hard to find gainful employment? If you have flexible moral standards, we want you.
Oh, I thought there was a recruitment poster for Marcus's job, well, Bishop's job.
Do you enjoy spending days at a time in the air with other men?
We want you. And you see this really weird looking figure pointing out from it.
It's Harris in a top hat. Yeah.
Is the top hat blue and red?
No, it's got the ace hole symbol on it.
There you go.
I don't.
I like how everyone starts referring to him as ace hold now.
Yeah. I'm sorry, that's my fault.
Yes. Ben found the unintended humor in the name of the game, the gang, and yeah, I just went with it from there. It's beautiful.
I was pretty sure that was intended humor. But okay.
Bert, just say it was intended and move on. You are a genius.
Yes, that's it. Okay, so for you submarine-bound guys, it is like a 3-day trip back. Submarine doesn't go very fast, and Andrina is also needing to get it.
Is that her submarine?
Yep. It's the one that was taken from a guild raid that you guys did a while back.
Yeah, I was just making sure it was that submarine.
It is that.
How many people do they have on it?
Quite a few. She had been working on it to expand it out some.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, damn, that would be cramped.
She took out the torpedo bays.
Aww.
And the engines. Yeah, it takes two days because you've got to pedal the the motor.
Oh, God. And you have to service every once in a while.
All head full. You could save that for hours.
Wouldn't that actually be problematic, seeing as Drina's pregnant?
But she's not pedaling.
Yeah, she has
one. I was just thinking, we're stuck in this confined space for 3 days. What are we doing about her cravings?
True. I'm sure there's plenty of cans of sardines on the ship, too.
Jars of pickles, yeah.
Random chocolate bar.
Throw it all together.
Yes. And stuck on a submarine for 3 days with a cranky lady that's driving. Yes, you're all very grateful to hit shore and go your separate ways.
So what happened last week?
Oh, you know the usual.
Killed a bunch of people, went crazy, killed some more people?
I don't know what.
Yeah, that's my usual.
Chased after a ghost ship?
No.
No, when have we ever done that before? How would that be usual?
That reminds me. I will check into a few of those rumors since I'm having extra time about the ghost ship. The whatchamacallit. I can't even remember the name of the ship.
Nimrod.
Nimrod.
Yeah.
Means the hunter.
Really? I thought it meant an idiot.
No, that's modern terminology. Yes. It would mean the blind one. The Blinded Hunter would probably be.
Yep, it's amazing.
All right, I'm going to go back to my business and just give my my assistant some time off, considering he's been filling in for me the past 3 days.
Actually, when you're gone, it's like business as normal. It's when you come back that everything gets crazy there, so they enjoy it when you're gone.
Why? Because the doctor's actually there, so I'm screwing up all of the normal processes.
You've just been a crazy magnet lately. Weird things have been going on.
He's got the weirdness magnet disadvantage.
Yeah. Dead bodies being brought in after midnight through the back entrances, being held up in your lobby.
Ooh.
Police around all the time asking questions.
Did I find any more information on the Nimrod during my extra time?
I take it you've gotten back with the group and are asking.
Yes.
No, there's been no new information. It is almost as if it is a ghost ship.
Blasphemous.
It's a Flying Dutchman.
But it's not flying.
You don't know that.
Okay, it's a Sailing Dutchman.
It might be flying now for all we know.
I don't think Drina's touched it yet.
Well, yeah, but they do have, they could have acquired some dirigible parts. We did down one of those not too long ago.
Yeah, but we put holes in that.
And I was just thinking of how ridiculous a contraption that would be with a dirigible submarine.
They used that. The dirigible turned into a submarine and all was left was the balloon.
True.
Have we, where are these Zeppelins being made?
Which Zeppelins?
There's obviously the Ace in the Hole gang is getting in hold of Zeppelins somehow.
Oh, no, and, no. They attack Zeppelins. They're mostly right. Biplanes.
Yeah. Okay. And they have fields everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but who's out there making these biplanes? I mean, since everything is crafted in this world,
Germany,
these will show a certain different type of.
Well, yes and no, because since nothing's mass produced, they're all made by individual craftsmen. And usually, exactly. What you look for is like a maker's mark, a craftsman's mark. It's like the more well-known craftsmen have very distinguishable maker's marks that people could say, oh, it was crafted by this guy or that guy.
Therefore, it's worth more.
Yeah.
Right, but a lot airplanes... of I'm sorry, go ahead.
A lot of the vehicles that you guys have been finding in these missions that you've gone through, like the submarine and parts of the Zeppelin that blew apart, etc., don't have maker's marks.
Right, but I can tell, you know, a Faulkner, airplane versus a Messerschmitt.
No, you can't. That's the point. There isn't, because what you're talking about are brands of, like, a fleet of this type of plane. That's not how it works in this world.
Right, I understand that, but because, you know, it's going to be look like a certain craftsman, you know, everybody has their own unique kind of twist on things. So just like I can, you know, paintings are all individual in this world. And a skilled artist can tell the difference between a Van Gogh and, you know, just one of his pupils, even though the pupil did his damn best to have the same master style. So,
I get what you're saying, but to be honest, unless your character has a fairly high repair skill, there's no way you could be that good to tell.
Right, but we do know someone who did have a fairly high repair skill, and she's not here.
Mm-hmm.
That worthless person. That is
a good idea, though, to see if all this equipment seems to be made by the same person, or at least the same... designs, the same, there's something.
To... Yeah, the same school, at least. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Because, you know, rifling and all that. I know more about other things than I do planes. But, oh, well. And so the Zeppelin that they did shoot down was The bag, at least, was caught, was something that was stolen?
No, actually, it was something that, once again, no maker's mark on the bag itself. It's a pretty common design that's been, you know, mimicked by many different craftsmen, though. There was nothing really innovative about it. It was just a fairly large Zeppelin.
Okay, so there's no...
The cab, the part that detached, that was never located, was the part that was different or distinctive, right?
Right. And what's in the bags? Is it helium or is it hydrogen?
Helium, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we hope, but hoping.
Well, it didn't explode when we shot it, so yes. I'm going to assume helium.
Well, that could be only. The only reason that hydrogen was ever used in Zeppelins was because there was an embargo on it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So that's what I was.
You mean there was an embargo on helium?
Yeah, I was thinking about who's. If it's helium, there's only. There's not many people who's out there making helium. I don't know.
You're supposing that it.
Yeah, I don't know who's out there. That's what I was going to try and see.
Well, supposing there's not a lot of helium in this world, which is not something that we've established yet.
Right. But this would be a useful place to establish that.
Probably plenty with alchemy so common, or at least decently common.
Yeah, with alchemy being possible, it is much easier to produce something like that than it actually was at the time. But Energy Guild actually produces most of the helium for the Zeppelins.
That's not shocking.
Yep. But then again, since they are the largest producer of it, they sell it to everyone. It's not like they really have any idea where it's all going.
Do I know about the smugglers that we haven't followed up on? The smuggler shops, pretty much.
What smugglers?
What's your contacts at? And do you have a specialty in underground or anything like that?
I haven't had a chance to train, so my contacts is at 2.
No, there's no way you would have known.
Okay. Well, you know, I know I'm part of the conspiracy now. I didn't know if Tesla told me, so... If that was part of his hearsay.
Tesla's pretty tight about what information he actually gives you unless it's requested specifically. He wants your eyes on it. He doesn't want you to be colored by his thoughts, you know.
In other words, unless you ask, you'll never know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then, I mean, that's out of game. If my character doesn't know about it, he doesn't know about it, so...
Mm-hmm.
I stare at you blankly. If I haven't informed y'all, I keep forgetting. It's been so long since we played. I am part of the conspiracy, so hello.
Welcome to the conspiracy. We shall begin the revolution on Friday. Everything is in place.
Your clone is being grown at this moment.
That sounds great. Just so long as my girlfriend isn't the person who's being cloned. Again and again and
powered clone.
Biplanes. Now engines are pretty hard to make. Are they hard to make in this world?
It takes a master craftsman to be able to build an engine and design an engine.
So of the engines that we have, is there anything traceable there? Make it real quick and easy.
You actually haven't found any engine so far. The only engine that's been part of a guild case has been the one that was destroyed in the sanitarium. You guys have found several cylinders of basically data, but you've not retrieved an actual engine.
Right, and we have to see what... I don't know about that, so... No, I was talking about the actual Voom Voom engine rather than the I'm a Thinker engine.
Actually, those are quite easy to make because they're not... there are combustion engines, but most all of them are steam-powered or steam engines. So, I mean, they have a boiler. It's not that difficult.
A miniature... Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. The electrical engines are there are very few non-guild, non-power producers of electrical engines out there. Those are like really tightly controlled.
It's because they're useful for in this city only.
Yeah. Or any other series using broadcast power.
And yeah, just to remind you guys who were in the session, what about that car you found, which was in the Faraday cage? Oh, that had an electric engine. I'm just, just me giving you a memo there.
Yep, and that was something that was commented on, that yes, it was an electric engine. Well crafted as well.
Anything happen with that?
It's in the garage along with all kinds of other parts that Trina is looking at.
And I guess we can follow up on my hero, Edison. You dirty, dirty rat.
Edison?
Edison. Oh, yeah, we found out Edison is the bad guy.
Thomas Edison?
Yes, Thomas the...
Well, he really was a jerk to he really was a jerk to Tesla in real life history, so it makes sense he's the bad guy.
Yes,
he's also a jerk in general.
No, true. He wasn't.
He's behind. He's the ace behind the ace holes.
Yes.
Oh, really? Awesome. Yes. I'd love to kill Edison.
Yeah. So we need to do some research on Thomas Edison and find out where he was born, what turned him to the dark side.
It says here he attempted to invent the light bulb, but Tesla did it 10 days beforehand.
Well, it's not the inventor of the... They had light bulbs.
I know.
Anyways, whatever. All right, so...
So the things that... some things you're going to be working on. Yes.
Yes, I would like to find out about Thomas Edison.
Since he mentioned Thomas Edison and told me, I will look up Thomas Edison also.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I have better contacts than him.
Yes, this is information that's going to take some time to dig up, because unlike in real history, Thomas Edison was based in Menlo Park, which doesn't exist. There is no America, there is no New York.
Can we start a revolution to make in America? Maybe throw some tea in the bay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just... It's hard to see where we branched off, so there is no New York. There is no state.
Is basically placed where New York is.
Yeah, okay. So, and something else I had been looking into is any other naval shipyard repair things that could repair a naval grade vessel. I never got it.
Not in Metapol. There is an island that is not particularly close to Metapol, but it was actually the Italians have control of it, and it is a shipyard. They use it to fit and to experiment on naval ships.
And
outside of it is Italian. Property. It is something that they, that's you have no rights there.
Okay. Is it a city or is it this is a naval shipyard? No.
It's an island where its primary use is as a shipyard, but there is a populace there. There is a town there, and it does have a Zeppelin port.
So I could go over there and scope out what, if they have a vessel fitting the Nimrod's description.
Give me a contacts roll.
Eric, I need to upgrade my contacts. Where is this? Okay. Four. Fudge dice, not D6s. Well, I got a two.
Okay. One, that your passport's no good there. Unless you're an Italian citizen, you would not be allowed to get off the Zeppelin. And as far as finding a contact that could find out there, with the two, you're working on it. You think you could get a hold of someone that you know or someone that knows someone to look into it, but getting yourself there, not likely.
Okay. And then I mentioned to Sneaky McSneakson about... Hey, you with the good contacts.
Who?
You.
Oh, I'm not Sneaky McSneakson, though.
Whatever you are.
Do you realize
crazy,
my character?
Crazy guy.
Hey, I'm not crazy.
My character would actually have some of the better luck getting there, because I could just mock up some sort of expedition to the area.
I'm not crazy. Harris isn't even in the area. He's gone to ground.
Okay, that's fine. Can you find out if the Nimrods, and they had to repair a vessel. Can you find out if a vessel matching the Nimrod's description has gone into dock there recently? I mean, that's probably where the smugglings happen in and out of. So,
smuggling? What smuggling?
Dude.
No, which
Were you here for that? Were not here for this?
Which smuggling? There was a lot of smuggling.
There's the Nimrod. It's a smuggling ship.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I'll look into that. Uh-huh. Okay, let's see. Minus one, so a five, unless I'm getting a bonus for underground or something. Which I highly doubt, so I want to use regular people. So a five.
All right. Five's pretty good. So, yes, you'll be able to... you, of course, know a friend of a friend.
Yeah, he's an Italian guy.
That has some contacts down there, and he says... they keep pretty good logs here. They've got an engine that keeps track of the ships in and out, parts used, money spent, etc. He'll dig into it and get back to you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, so...
So, in the meantime, go ahead.
Oh, okay. And when's the last time that the dock workers saw the Nimrod, you know, flit in and out of port?
The dock workers themselves haven't. It's never come that close to shoreline, but they know stories of people, you know, inbound ships talking about having sighted it. It's been about a month since the last time it was sighted.
Okay, so it's been about a month. That kind of, depending upon how fast their guys are and how good they are, they're still be important, maybe, depending upon
just
how fast
check,
repairs.
Is it reasonable to assume that you guys are filming in on the Nimrod during, well...
Yeah, we'll, yes, I will.
Okay, in which case, I'm going to be using my scholarship and my general knowledge and things to compile a list of similar stories from what people have heard, so get similar facts from people, where it's been seen, what kind of times. So just get what seems consistent.
Oh, sure, sure. Sounds good.
So do you want a die roll for that?
Yep. That's going to be a...
I guess. Might as well put this my scholarship.
Scholarship, yeah. It's going to be a scholarship roll.
So that's a three so far. You want me to add more onto that, or is three good?
That's up to you. I mean, if anything, any positive numbers is a success. The higher the success, the more information you compile, of course. So
fine. I'll spend one right now to say brain. No, brain in the books isn't that good. Archaeology is a way of life. I'm very good at going through facts and data.
Okay,
is that good?
Sure. So you can spend a few days then doing basically going around, asking people about the sightings, what they saw, when they saw it, any stories, and that leads you on to more people that have seen it, etc. So you're just kind of making a compilation of all this that's going on. That's going to take you a few days.
Okay. Well, that's a total of five, so...
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me write this down. Give me a second.
Already only down to two fate chips.
Mm-hmm.
And the final thing I wanted to do is grab the archaeologist and anyone else who's interested on coming around, but I do want to grab the archaeologist for this and go over to Sylvan Pines and see if someone has been living there recently, because I did get that matchbook in the gun, so... And I also want to, then, as soon as I get that done, I want to see if I can trace the markers, see if there's a maker's mark on the gun, see if I can trace the gun.
What type, is it an actual gun?
Yes.
It's not going to have a maker's mark.
Daniel, Just information, just real quick, to, before I forget it, and I'm writing it down now. The name of the island is Stormhaven. That's the Italian owned island that does ship refitting.
Well, he's doing all this. I might as well. I said I was going to actually look into Edison.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a context roll for that. And since he is underground, I will tap both of those. My new contact ring and my bonus because of specialization. Ooh. That gives me a +3, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay, here is the essential problem of information gathering. There really isn't a lot of shared information between nations, and a place like Metapol, while they do have databanks of more information and they do have libraries, I mean, it takes time to pick out this information. So what you get pretty quickly is that supposedly this person you're looking up died 15 years ago, which is fitting because you know he's been going by a different name recently.
Mm-hmm. What did he die of?
Heart attack, supposedly.
Aw, I was hoping for mysterious death. That's cooler.
Well, that's what's reported from what you're seeing anyway.
Okay. Where was he living out of?
Give me just a second.
And, Doctor, while we're off doing stuff, the reason why we had contacted you last game was Canada. So that you research.
Yeah, Nova Scotia, apparently. Edison's family is from Canada.
There's a Canada in this world, but...
Now, that's what I'm going to have to figure out, how that's going to dovetail in. I'm just looking at, you know, actual information about him. He was born in America, in Ohio. That doesn't exist, but his parents came from Nova Scotia, Canada. Interesting point is that he attended university with Tesla. In all accounts, they were pretty strong rivals, not only intellectually, but in romance as well. they apparently had both dated the same woman that Edison ended up, Edison ended up marrying, and she died shortly after.
I'm guessing Tesla's not going to like that. When he learns about it. I don't know whether he'll like it or he'll go, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I would figure he would know about that. The grand conspiracy master probably knows his ex-girlfriend died.
Not that. I mean the who his enemy is.
He's the one who told us that Thomas Edison.
You never told me this, sir. I wasn't there.
Yep. More particularly, he doesn't know who Thomas Edison has been masquerading as lately.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, he'll figure that out.
If you tell me Harris, I'll laugh.
No, Harris is far too young.
That's what I thought. But he is evolved. He's French, and I know it.
So anyway, the limit of your information that you can dig up in Metapol is just that he supposedly have died of a heart attack preceded by his wife and was a equal to and rival of the man himself of this city.
Go, Tesla!
Oh, and what? Shoot. I didn't write down his new name. What did someone else write down his new name?
It's Rathke, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's yes. Rathke. Yep.
Yeah.
So Rathke.
Rathke.
I can't even. Can you just type that in there so I can see it? I can't hear if it's an F or an S or what.
TH.
Rathke.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like someone with a lisp.
Hold on a second. You've already ran into this name. It was part of when you were tracking down information from Sylvan Pines, this name came up.
Hmm. Anyway, you were asking me to look something up. At
Goering. Point. We need to find out about Goering. We were.
Who's that again?
Hermann Goering. It was the Vaughn guy hired me to find out about Goering, and I went to you.
No, I got hired to find out about Adolphus Himmler.
Oh, it was Himmler, not Goering?
Yes.
I wrote down Goering. Whoops.
Yeah, I remember Himmler. Somewhere.
In our world or their world?
In this world.
Yes, Himmler was the in charge of the stuff. Well, if you don't know.
So, at any rate, you guys have spent a couple of days since you got back tracking down some of these leads. When all of you individually get a call from your police handler, Miss Blair asks you to come down to the station. We have a potential client for you.
Well, at least this time it's a dame, at least. That's all right.
Okay.
I go down to the station smoking like a chimney.
I take the tram to the station.
I take the tram because I haven't gotten Raina to make me a car yet.
I hike.
You don't fly with your new glider pack?
Oh, yeah, that would have been perfect. One by would... land, two... No, I need to get...
I am not Raina Airbauer.
I go by... by a special vehicle that creates water in front of it as it drives, so I can come by sea.
Yeah. At any rate, when you get to the precinct, Blair is there with a guy that's dressed in a really nice suit, briefcase. He just very much smells of a lawyer type. Miss Blair greets everybody and says, I'm glad you can come by. Mr. Sayers here is a representative from the Energy. We have an unusual circumstance on our hand, and we've been asked to call you in. Mr. Sayers here will fill you in, and she walks as Mr. Sayers begins to talk, and he says... we have an interesting situation here. This isn't strictly speaking a guild case, but it's highly political, and we've been asked to use some of our agents for this, especially since the man in question asked for you lot specifically. You stop in a jail cell where Mr. Spiros is sitting in the... conference room, in the interrogation room, where he's sipping coffee and having what looks to be a bad Danish. He takes a bite out of it, grimaces, and just lays it back down on the plate, but seems to be enjoying his coffee. This man here has identified himself as a political agent. He's being held for murder. And informed of his rights and what the criminal system here in Metapol is, he asked specifically for you lot. We were contacted by his embassy and asked if we could loan the embassy you guild member, or well, you contractors for the duration of this case. A little outside of your normal purview, but we've been authorized to pay your normal rates if you're willing to accept this.
What embassy was the one that contacted you?
His expression kind of tightens up and says, well, for now, we're not at liberty to say that.
I say, is it the French? And I look for a reaction.
Oh, no, no. It's not anyone that we're at war with. It's an allied nation.
How many allied nations are there?
Well, given the name, I'm going to guess it's Greek. It's Greece, but who knows?
If it becomes important to get this case put away, then that information can be made available. But we'd like to try and keep the politics out of this as much as possible. If Mr. Spiros here ends up being guilty, so be it. It's not your job to clear him. It's your job to find out what happened.
And who did he kill?
Who did he supposedly kill?
Well,
what person got killed?
Lays down his suitcase, pops it open, pulls out a few manila envelopes, hands them over to you. These are the details of the case. He also slides over the standard guild contract and as you all sign that as well.
I make sure to read it over to see if this applies to my bonus for solved cases.
Yes, yes it does.
Okay, that's good. That's always important.
All right, the details of the case was he was found in the Ambassador Hotel in the kitchen. Someone had heard gunshots, and the hotel security went to investigate. He was found with a gun in his hand over the body of a power executive.
Power or energy?
Or energy, sorry. And had been shot with the same gun that he was holding. This man denies that he actually shot the person, though could not account for his actions at the time. He claims that he had suffered a blow to the head. He woke up just as the hotel security showed up and doesn't know how he got there or why the man was dead.
Did they check his head for any wounds?
They did. They did. He did have contusions on the back of his neck that are consistent with blunt force trauma. But doing the study up on the gun itself, his are the only prints on it. Gun was recently fired, and the bullet that was retrieved from the body does match the gun.
Do we have GSR tests in this world?
Yeah.
Did do his hands?
Yes.
His hands do show up.
His hands positive. Do have positive for gunpowder.
How many shots were fired?
One.
Power executive.
Have you checked the weapon itself for any trace fibers, which could be from material or gloves?
Yes, they did pick up some trace fibers, most of them consistent with the inside of Mr. Spiros' coat. Mr. Spiros does acknowledge that the gun is his. I might add, illegally here in Metapol.
Shocking. Just shocked.
Yes, we all look shocked that there would be an illegal gun in Metapol.
You know how very, very hard it is to get a gun in Metapol. Just.
Miss Blair has the smirk and says, impossible, I know.
Yes. Power executive was shot. Well, doctor, can you check and see if he is showing any latency signs of the T-rays, or whatever we're calling them.
Mm-hmm.
I can check him for radiation.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Ms. Blair will take the doctor over to their holding area. They've got the body on ice.
No joy.
So, yeah, but... and so you shot the guy... Well, you didn't. Supposedly, you and shot the guy. How old is the bruising on the back of the neck and the head?
Consistent with what he's saying, a few hours.
Oh, so he got knocked out, and then a few hours later.
Mm.
Oh. Well, and you're an agent of a foreign power, Mr. Spiros. Are you any good?
Wait. When did we go in and talk to Spiros? We were talking with the lawyer.
Can't we be... Yeah, Mr. Spiros.
if you want to step in and talk to Spiros, you can.
Yes.
Since it's still an ongoing police investigation as well, you know, they'll be watching outside and listening, but you're welcome to go in.
I'll watch outside.
Are you you're an agent of a foreign power, correct, Mr. Spiros? Allegedly.
I alleged that, yes.
How good are you, Mr. Spiros?
Well, I've had an unblemished record till this point.
All right, and you've been trained, of course, in counter-following whatever.
Counterintelligence?
It's not counterintelligence. It's counter.
Counterespionage?
Yeah. Well, he just kind of smiles up at you and says, "Oh no, no, you get it all wrong. I'm simply a diplomat." And
yes, of course you are. But what were you doing when you were when you got knocked out, Mrs. Spiros?
The last thing I remember is he looked kind of guarded. Is there perhaps somewhere else we could speak?
Yeah, sure. I go out and ask the police if there's someone else that we can speak. Perhaps a coffee house.
I look at him and shake my head and say, how about the private room to Blair?
Yeah, she nods.
There's a private room? Is there a private room? Like, I really don't want to abuse this guy's trust right at this stage in our relationship.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, there is a room that's more private. It doesn't have the glass or anything like that. We used it for another event that happened. Oh.
So that's the room that's definitely booked. Let's go there.
Sure. Ms. Blair will move you down a few into the private room.
Simply because I point at the paranoid guy, might as well check the room for bugs.
Ms. Blair just shakes her head and says, we'll turn off the recorder.
Dude, this room probably has bugs drilled into the walls. They probably put them in here when they built it. Checking for bugs is going to be...
Okay. Now that we're all inside and in a more private area.
So, Mrs. Spiros, what were you doing?
We're in a private area now?
Yes.
I give him a dirty look, like, why do you have to get involved with us again?
Spiros shrugs, you know, just kind of shrugs his shoulders and says, I knew you guys were efficient, and you're the only ones I know in Metapol. I didn't kill this man. I was tailing him. Remember that package that Marlene was supposed to retrieve from our dearly departed Major Strasser?
You mean like he didn't kill that other guy, Major Strasser?
Right. Major Strasser was supposed to deliver a package to Marlene. Marlene, in return, was to give him new identification, to be able to get out of Metapol and to disappear. She fulfilled her end of the bargain. The Major was supposed to give us a certain information packet that he did not make good on. I traced where the packet was, and the executive that was killed had the packet. I didn't kill him. It makes it even harder for me to find where the packet is now, as I was able to do very little work in that respect. And two, as far as I know, he's the only one who knew where it was. Which makes my job much harder.
I feel for you, Mr. Spiros, from the bottom of my heart.
See, being entirely honest with us here, using empathy, could I notice anything about it?
Sure, give me an empathy roll with the Master Spy.
I can take on the Master Spy, then. I'm willing to take on a Master Spy.
Okay, I've got 3 at good. Is anyone backing me up here?
Oh, yeah.
Anyone who just wants to know if he's telling you the whole unabashed truth, just let me know.
Crud, I did bad. I got a 2.
He's a spy, I'm assuming he's not telling me the whole truth.
Whoever got us the green dice did the best.
Yep, that was him.
Oh yeah, we learned nothing. He's telling us, obviously he's telling us everything he wants us to know.
Yeah, not only...
I didn't even roll, because I'm just assuming he's not telling us the whole truth, because he's a damn spy.
And those of you that are actually trying to figure out if he's being truthful or not, not only are you certain that he's truthful, you really like the guy, and you want to buy him a coffee and have a chat with him. He's just a very likable guy.
I hate you.
And I hate his guts because he held me at gunpoint.
Yeah, no.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, you wouldn't see it.
That was last session.
Oh, okay.
Last session, Mr. Spiros held up the doctor. The doctor knocked him the hell out and then drug in Drina. And they figured out that this guy murdered a Major Strasser.
From the French consulate.
Yeah, he murdered a Major Strasser, although he says that it's an accident. Major Strasser had a severe heart condition. Major Strasser shot this guy, Spiros. Spiros held up the doctor. The doctor got Drina in, knocked Spiros out. They went back. They found out that the major had been murdered by this guy because he had a heart condition. The major had a heart condition, and Spiros used a taser. Boom, death.
A neurotoxin.
Whatever.
Okay, I get it.
And so Spiros, and then they of course let Spiros go on his word that he was not a bad person. Because Mr. Spiros clearly here.
Yeah, he's not a bad person.
He's very likable. You really want to like him.
Yeah, I don't want to like anybody. I hate them.
I want to like him, but I don't like him because he's a spy.
Yeah.
He's got that perfect olive-toned skin. His teeth are bright white. He's got that open, trustworthy face.
Yes, but it's that type of guy who saps my sentry.
Yes, I hate him already.
The long and the short of it was I was tailing this guy, trying to figure out where he had the package stashed. Last thing I know, goes through his coat, pulls out a little notebook he's carrying, says, last place I went to, Ambassador Hotel. He was meeting his fiance there for lunch. I remember picking up a phone, needing to make contact with my embassy, and next thing I know, I wake up in the kitchen with badly burnt pasta sauce and being swarmed over by the hotel security. That's the last thing I remember.
Would you mind if I had a look at that? I pointed his notebook.
Sure. Tosses it over.
Is it in Greek?
It's not in English.
I'm going to have some knowledge of languages that I know the doctor has. So.
Yeah, unless you actually can... Greek is one of your languages, then you may recognize it as Greek, but you would not be able to read it.
I'm going to know just hard enough to get some food and a drink, and that's about it. So.
Okay, so the Ambassador Hotel, you were going to make a phone call.
I act shocked, though. Like, how could anyone get the drop on a great spy like you?
Oh, because his name is...
Admit I was distracted. The waitresses are particularly healthy at that hotel.
Phone call. He does
eyebrow raggling.
I am winking.
This is from the same spy who thought it was a good idea to hold up the person that was going to be treating him with drugs.
Well, so you were going to make a phone call. That's the last thing you remember? You don't remember someone sapping you? You just remember going to make a phone call?
I just dialed. I had not completed the dialing. And last thing I remember.
Okay, and was this a...
Tell me, Mr. Spiros, have you had any gramophone recordings that you've listened to recently?
No, I am not a fan of the music.
Okay, so now can you describe the music?
Nope.
Right. Yeah. So you're
Spiro
going to...
sees you copying it down there and just says, it just shrugs and says, "You can keep it. There's nothing in there that I need to recover."
No, no, I would not deprive you of a notebook.
No, always can... valuable. Is there? Have you had any missing time in the past week, month, or longer?
Well, he looks at the clock that's in the room. From the time I went to make the phone call and to the time that I woke up, I seem to be missing about 4 hours.
So you were missing 4 hours. Well, that's enough. Doctor, can you check him for any radiation sickness or T-cell sickness? T-ray.
I highly doubt he has anything, but I can give it a shot.
Huh. It doesn't harm to check.
Does this check require... Let me guess. This test requires him to strip completely naked. Turn around and cough.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I think the doctor has a spiffy new doctoring case. Did you end up getting that that upgrade? To
yes, I do have a global crime right
yes.
now.
Yes, there you go.
Wow.
So I've got, like, all kinds of beakers and stuff like that, but really all I need is a radio.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I will use.
I can even say, since the last case, you carry a portable around just for this sort of thing.
Yeah, in addition to my doctor's bag, I now have a backpack that I have on me at most of the...
Yay.
Yeah, anyways, we found out, I don't know if you know this, that well, we can tell you later. We'll fill you in later. We don't want the spy knowing. Do we? Are you a trustworthy man, Mr. Spiros?
He seems like a trustworthy man.
Yes, he does.
Okay. I am trustworthy to my employers and my nation. To others, I am as trustworthy as the situation requires.
Wow, that's a very diplomatic answer. I can see why you're a member of the diplomatic corps. All right. So,
I wish Gavin was here if they could talk spy to each other.
We don't know Gavin's a spy. He's just a perfectly innocent
Gavin
person
is not
that hides information from me.
Hey, I've worked with Gavin for months. Gavin is not a spy. He's a good man who happens to have connections like all of us do.
He's a civil servant.
Yes. Yeah. All civil servants are civil it's his civil servant nature that makes you not trust him. All civil servants seem to be part diplomat.
Yes, that's all that makes us not trust him.
Yeah,
wow,
that's
rough.
Ben, I'm also assuming that with the radio, you're also doing things like, you know, checking skin pallor, other ways you can look for any kind of radiation sickness as well. So it's not just checking with
whatever I know about, because, you know, radiation isn't really that common at this point.
Mm-hmm. Burns mostly for traditional forms.
Doctor, have you checked for any drugs or residue or chemical imbalance? Could have been put under an influence of some sort.
The doctor is, while you're talking, going through with his medical bag, stethoscope, even waves a radio around him for a little bit. Doc, he's clean. I mean, he seems fine. He may be a little dehydrated.
I'm gonna take a blood sample for later.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I need to start my own voodoo shop because I seem to have a blood sample of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, doctor, if he was hit on the back of the head and the neck, would he have been knocked out for 4 hours? Was he?
I doubt that.
Yeah, that doesn't. I'm not a med of medicine, so.
I don't think that Bert died. You would confirm with that, right?
No, that doesn't. I mean, unless the guy was actually rendered into a coma, you know, 4 hours is a bit excessive.
So,
especially since
there are plenty of ways that you can somebody out for 4 hours, though.
Yes, that's, I assume, drugs. That's a blood sample.
Yes, just to check with you, Mr. Spiros, you have been sleeping properly and keep yourself in good health?
Yeah, run several miles every day. I sleep the sleep of the just, he smiles with his pearly whites.
Hmm, so you sleep very badly, got it.
Yeah, I know I don't sleep well, but...
I just tend to roll around and get complaints about talking in my sleep.
That's
not so much the talking, it's yelling at Harris in your sleep that's bad.
Now, so you... this is interesting, isn't it? What an interesting, interesting case. You shot the doctor. You shot this guy.
Do you
have a package.
Do you have any suspects on who might do this to you? Might have done this
so
to you?
They found you with a gun, right? Right, Spiros?
Yes, after our last encounter, I thought that since you took my less lethal weapon, this is the only other thing I had in my arsenal. And with what happened last time we met...
It was your weapon.
I thought it prudent to carry protection.
Why not the non-lethal shock weapons, which are so popular?
Ah, well... You see, as an ambassador here in your city, I'm not allowed to carry those either.
Oh, that's nice. Now, can you give me a brief rundown of your previous, so you dialed this number. Now, what number were you dialing?
My handlers at the consulate.
Okay,
give them
and
an
it goes directly. And this goes directly to the consulate. Well,
do you still have
don't
your
everything go through operators?
Yes, they do. But the consulate has its own operator.
Do you still have your phone?
My phone? I dialed from the hotel.
Okay.
And was this...
Sorry. Do you have any suspects on who might have done this? Anyone who was following you, anything like that?
Well, obviously the French wouldn't want the information to get into my hands. Major Strasser had gone to great lengths to steal it from his own countrymen. I'm sure if they found out, they would want that information back. Other than that, he shrugs. I made contact with him. May I have my notebook back, please?
Yes.
Right back to you. He flips to the beginning of the notebook and says, 2 days ago, I found out that this man...
his name?
Peter... Rushton.
And what tipped you off to Mr. Rushton?
Mr. Rushton, while working for Power, was a good friend of Major Strasser's. They would often dine in the stable establishments. They would visit each other, have drinks together. They were drinking buddies. Major Strasser didn't have much... of a friendship among his own countrymen as he was in the process of getting himself mentally prepared to leave that nation, as it were. He was to start a new life in a new country.
Only someone hadn't shot him. Tragic.
But Mr. Rushton had apparently done some legal work for him before, and they got to be good friends. I thought he was the most likely candidate to... Even if he were unknowingly passed this information to hold, I thought him to be the most likely person to end up with it. He flips a page. Mr. Rushton, I tracked Mr. Rushton down here, down to the hotel yesterday, and he apparently is in the process of being married. He met his bride-to-be for lunch, gave her an exquisite set of pearls, and... At that point, I went to make contact with my handlers, and that's it.
Okay, and now...
I've yet gotten to search his house, nor check with his employers to find out his background.
Okay,
hey, Bert, I'm just going to check to see if he has a welt on the back of his head while he's talking.
Oh, yeah, you found that with your medical of two. I mean, it adds up. It would have rendered him unconscious, but not for 4 hours.
What were you eating at the Ambassador's Hotel? Did you have anything to eat or drink?
No. I followed him in, made as if I were waiting for someone that lived there. That was it. I wasn't even there half an hour.
And the fiance, what is her name?
Emily Fanzler.
Emily Fanzler. And do you know anything about Miss Fanzler?
Comes from a wealthy family. The European Fanzlers, that's about it. Their family is into exports.
And is the Fanzler, what nationality is the Fanzler family?
German.
Shocking. Just shocking. Now, so Emily Fanzler is probably this, and she just met Mr. Rushton. It was a whirlwind romance of no doubt. All right.
I love that first sight.
I hadn't had time to look into the quarry at all. I was able to overhear some of the other conversation. They were making plans for their wedding in a few months. It was apparently her birthday, and he gifted her with a string of pearls and a fine...
And... Sorry, go ahead.
He just said that's really all. Just...
Okay. And the fiancé was nowhere to be found?
Well, I'm certain no one looked for her, as the police, after I presented my identification, stopped asking me questions. So you're the first ones to know about Miss Fanzler.
Oh, okay. All right. So she was not found. 4 hours. And was the phone call in a private location? You went up to the concierge desk and asked them to use the phone?
Yes. I leave my reports in coded messages. Anyone overhearing it wouldn't think it any more than a casual conversation.
So someone there would have saw you get smacked upside the back of the head, hopefully.
Is the code you use one unique to yourself and your handlers, or is it a general code?
Oh, no, it's very general.
So it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility for someone else to have knowledge of it.
Anyone who is any kind of positive in the craft would probably recognize it as such. Of course, between the different agencies, we use different terminology, but it would be recognized, yes.
Yeah, well, he didn't even get through dialing.
Mm-hmm.
So... Someone, I wonder if they've refined the hypnotic process. But you claim to have no other missing time in the previous few days or week besides this.
I don't touch liquor, sir. I don't engage in this fad of designer drugs. And I keep myself healthy, so no.
Have you spent the night in the company of any women?
Well, a gentleman doesn't report on such
a gentleman who might, you know, want to see his country again, perhaps will report.
I haven't enjoyed that particular vice in several months.
Do you smoke? You don't drink, but do you smoke? Any other way that someone might?
I enjoy a pipe now and then. Certainly okay. Not while working.
Where do you stay?
Well, I have a suite at the consulate, of course, and I have an apartment building and a few... I have a room and a few different apartment buildings around Metapole.
Shocking. Have you stayed at any of those besides the consular building?
Most recently in a tenement in Section 3...
Can you give me that address?
She writes it down.
May I request access to your various apartments? I mean, just because you have not used them does not mean someone else has not entered them.
I will give you the places I've stayed in the last 3 months. I feel hesitant to give up all of my safe locations. Would that be adequate?
Yes. Three months is fine.
He writes down three different addresses.
Have you been to the Sylving Pines rest home in the past?
Everybody, you can give me reaction rolls to that, empathy rolls.
Yeah, that's a 5.
That's a 2.
That's a 2.
I'm getting bad rolls.
I've got 5, so I've got the highest at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
4.
Okay. He tries to clamp down the look of surprise, but it seems that that name does have a very strong response. And he does get control of himself pretty quickly, but you all saw the kind of flash to his expression when you said that. And he plays the cool customer again and says, well, that's certainly an interesting name. It's a hospital, isn't it?
Not any longer. They have been since, unfortunately, the patients have escaped and, you know, run amok, shall we say.
Okay. You don't need an empathy roll for this one. This time you just get this look of abject fear on his face that he, once again, masters pretty quickly.
Yes, he escaped.
He is out, and he is about, and he has been doing stuff.
Yes, he's obviously an inmate who...
Yeah, and he might have caught you. You might want to be a little bit more cautious in the future, Mr. Spiros. We have personally made contact with, or I have personally made contact within the past 7 days, or seen the aftermath of what he has done in the past 7 days. So,
when you say he, which of the two? Did they both get away?
Yes, both of them got away. The one named after it's a very popular name in your country, Mr. Spiros. So that one is the one that we have seen in action.
Who?
You have two names, Constantine Forthright. Constantine is the one that's kind of the the bad, the really bad guy. And then there's a Bob Starling, which you don't know as much about.
Yes. Although I do have his medical records.
Mm-hmm.
I do have
fingerprints.
Right.
Bob Starling, he was the guy who was arranging the sale of the thing for the Nimrod.
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
And Mr. Spiros, do you know anything about the Nimrod?
I've heard stories of that. Supposedly some kind of project to cloak a battleship, something for the war effort. I hear that it was a failure.
A horrific failure.
Yep.
That came across my desk at one time, just as a footnote. I don't believe anyone looked into it.
Oh, it's just interesting. Okay. Now, yes, it turned into a very horrific failure. His power executive was shot. The one that has the name that we know that's running about, would he have been able to sneak up on you, Mr. Spiros? Especially if you weren't aware he was in this area?
Constantine? Certainly. He's somewhat of a legend amongst those of us that practice this trade.
Yes, well, you might want to, when you get out.
He was put away for very good reasons, along with Mr. Starling. If they're both out and about, I'm surprised that the body count in Metapol hasn't risen. How long ago has it been?
Well, you'll find out. He might...
of his own now. It's like, starts writing in this notebook again.
You might want to inform... personal
interest in Constantine?
More of a professional one.
I do apologize. It was just that your reaction seemed that you yourself had some reason to fear.
Oh.
Or at least be wary.
I've seen Constantine's work. I've come upon a few scenes where I've had to mop up after Constantine's handiwork. There was a reason he was committed to a mental facility.
Have you ever seen Constantine himself?
The man himself? I don't believe there's a picture of him in existence.
Yes, is what we are turning up. Beautiful. And who did Mr. Constantine work for? He worked for the Allies?
He worked for the highest bidder, he says with a great deal of distaste.
Mr. Starling, why was he committed?
Well, Mr. Starling was one of ours.
Do you mean...
Yeah, in the general ours, on the same side of the war. Mr. Starling's last case went a little south, and it unhinged him. He wasn't written off as a loss, though. He should have actually not been in the strictest care at Sylvan Pines. There was hope that he could regain his sensibilities. Good age.
He's apparently working for the dark side as well.
He could perhaps, but likely not. He would have taken any chance to make his escape. It's what he's trained to do, after all. Likely he's gone to ground somewhere. If he's still having the delusions that he had when we had him committed, he'll believe he's being hunted and will be trying to get a hold of his handler. Unfortunately, his handler died in the incident that caused Mr. Starling to become unhinged.
Why would you guys have him committed to a German hospital?
It's not a German hospital. Yes, the Germans funded it, but the professionals there were from many different countries. And they had one of the best cure rates for the particular illness that Mr. Starling had.
And what was that in particular? Delusion, psychosis, paranoia?
Yes.
Schizophrenia?
Schizophrenia with a very large dose of paranoia.
Okay. Now, would Mr. Starling have immediately gone to work in this area, such as getting money together, things like that, or would he have just gone to ground?
Well, as a trained agent that has done work in the city before, he, much like myself, probably has many bolt holes, probably has a stash of money and armaments about the town. But likely, he will have gone to ground trying to make himself as little visible as possible and once again trying to get a hold of his handler, who he believes to still be alive.
That's interesting.
Not the case.
That is tragic. Now,
how would he try to get a hold of this handler? In the same method that you do?
Yes.
I don't suppose it would be possible to have the number or whatever method of communication he would use. If he's trying to contact his handler, would it not be easy to impersonate that handler?
He might react poorly to that impersonation.
I'm not saying that we try it. I'm saying that someone might have.
Mr. Starling hasn't made contact with the consulate since this happened at Sylvan Pines.
That's interesting.
But with his delusions at the time, he may believe that the consulate has been compromised.
Can you elaborate on the nature of these delusions?
He believed that the reason that his last mission ended as poorly as it did was that someone within the consulate betrayed him. In fact, everything that we were able to dig up on the investigation, it was botched from the start. Those that he was sent to shadow and to learn about knew he was there. They set him up. There was an explosion. His handler died along with him, as well as several good men.
And was this handler a female or a male?
His handler, he grimaces. It's been rumored that it was his fiancée.
Yeah, that wouldn't make good sense. All right, anyways,
So now, Mr. Starling probably wouldn't go to work immediately. That's interesting. For the highest bidder, he would try to. He still thinks he's on the good side.
Mr. Starling was very patriotic. He would not turn against his nation.
Okay. So we have a bunch of his friends. That's interesting. Why would he turn us to Starling? Of course. Okay, so... And Ranklin Wrathkey. You know anything about him? About where we might find him? It's quid pro quo here, mister.
Name sounds familiar. He does look like he's concentrating for a bit. I remember it being in the same file about this Nimrod ship you were asking about. Really all I know.
Okay.
How know did anything you get... about Harris?
Do you? Is that music playing in the background that we hear, or?
I'm not playing the music, so I have no idea.
Oh, okay, because I might start to freak out.
Play music in the background. All right. Harris. No. Doesn't sound familiar.
Shocking. Someone would be. Now, this is a question to Bert. How hard would it be to change a routing of a number in Manipul?
If you knew that the number was being, like, for instance, anyone in the hotel, if someone knew that number was being dialed at that moment, could switch it over to another system very easily.
Okay, so. And you didn't even finish making the call, and did you remember hearing any music?
No. I still had 2 digits to dial. I never connected.
Okay, you don't remember it going on. That's weird. So, and how'd you get the gun?
It was part of my stash.
Okay, and you brought it in.
Personal question, Mr. Spears. Is this the first time that... I'm sorry. Would it be common for you to end up with a deceased target or a dead body in the operations?
I don't do wet work. I'm an information gatherer. I've seen more dead bodies this month than I've seen in most of my career.
Well, he's better than I thought. He's that good, huh? Constantine's that freaking good. That's not good.
He is someone to be reckoned with, yes.
So Constantine is just a person who does wet work?
Wet work is an inevitable conclusion of Mr. Constantine's work.
So he enjoys seeing it?
He does. He has a fascination for it. It's why we had him committed. He knows too much for us. It was brought up that perhaps he should have just been put down like a mad dog, but there's still information locked within that brain of his that it would be very useful to have. We were hoping that with the treatments at Sylvan Pines facility, that information could be gathered.
Plus, it's bad for morale to put down your own people.
Well, Mr. Constantine, as I said, is a free agent. He wasn't one of ours.
That's weird. And you guys locked him up under his own name.
Well, it's the name that he's known by. He has others.
Yeah,
it's not his birth name either.
Yeah, I'm positive. But, I mean, it's still a...
Well, anyways, you can well imagine that a name like his would have fear associated with it. It was a flag to anyone looking through the facilities books that might be in the business.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yes, it would make sure that no one would take extra care with him.
And who were the Italians leaning to? Have they made a choice, or are they leaning to?
They're staying out of the conflict right now.
Are they allowing to be used by highest bidders? Gotcha. Okay. I figured that.
They're profiteering.
Yes, well, that's the Italians for you.
There's money to be made. It's going to be made.
Tenement and
Do we confirm what consulate he's under? Will he actually tell us?
Well, if you ask him directly, it's the Greek consulate that he reports to.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we weren't going to be barking up the wrong tree.
And you have absolutely nothing. Can you search your memories and see if anything is less than absolute of the past week or so? Maybe a little bit longer? I mean,
when was the last time you reported in prior to the last time?
I report in daily when I'm on a mission.
That is some hook and key he's got. You've been in the city for 3 months, you said?
Give or take. I've been here before.
Okay. So,
do you have any regular contacts within Metapol outside of your actual agency?
Well, of course. I've got a network of contacts here. Unless you can prove to me it's absolutely necessary to clear me, I'm loath to give them up. It's a matter of trust, you see.
Yes. Are you sure? Just out of possibility, are you sure none of them have maybe turned on you or anything like that? Is that even a possibility?
No, most of them know me under different names.
So none of them know you personally aside from the aliases you use to deal with them? None of them know you as you are calling yourself to us?
No.
And just to check, Mr. Spheros, none of your memories seem anything altered or anything of that nature. There is a reason I am asking.
He looks very confused at your question, actually. It's like, no, I have very good memory. Why do you ask?
You
seem to be very pointed with that comment. You've made it more than once now.
Yes, I know. I was just asking. See if there was anything in particular that seemed fishy to you.
He's writing down some notes in his notebook.
Right. Yes, we do suspect that, by the way. That is unfortunate. All right, well, unless you gentlemen have any other questions.
Miss Blair pokes her head in and says, Doctor, we've got the body ready for you if you want to examine it.
All right, let's take a look.
I'm going to go and pass on this copy to someone who can check through it.
All right. Are you sure that's...
Are you sure you don't want to come to the body?
I do not need to see more death, but... Do not worry, Mr. Raymond. I do not mean an official capacity. There are several people I have worked with who are Greek nationals themselves.
Right. I'm just wondering if Mr. Spiros, perhaps, is there anything in here that you would not wish to get out? Anything whatsoever?
Oh, no. There's nothing. It's just a list of my actions through the last 3 days. There's nothing in there that's compromising.
Okay, I just was wondering. Because people do talk.
I think that's the whole point of his job.
People do talk, yes.
Yes, diplomatic. He's a diplomatic person, obviously. When he smiles, his teeth go ting, and a little
golden light shines off. Because how trustworthy.
I mean, we need to fix that opening in the roof.
Okay, Doctor. The corpse has been taken out of refrigeration, laid out for you.
I'll start off with a radio test.
Nothing odd.
Follow up by doing a bit of blood work and trying to see, even though it's been damaged by frostbite now, thanks a lot, try to see what the estimated time of death was, if the gunshot was actually what killed him, based on the amount of bleeding out of the gunshot.
Give me a medical roll. And just tell me when you're
satisfied. That's what I just rolled for.
Okay, what's your total?
So, that's a... I'll go and add my specialization, so that would be a total of...
5?
9.
9, oh, okay, with a 9. yes and no. Simply looking at it, until you start digging further, it's a single gunshot to the head. All of the corpse clothes has been removed. It's bagged out there as well, so you can look through the clothing. But as you start investigating a little further, it is, in fact, a gunshot and another gunshot placed in the same location. So the corpse was shot twice, once earlier and once later.
Okay. Is there gunpowder around the wound then?
Yes.
Okay. So
the second shot. The first shot, first shot was a different caliber weapon. You have forensics as a specialty, right?
Yes.
First shot was a rifle round. Second shot was a pistol at close range.
Well, that's what I was establishing with the gunpowder on the wound, is it was definitely at, like, point-blank range, pretty much.
Yes.
To ensure that they both hit the same location, probably. Which means Spiros is probably innocent. Well, he is innocent because he was using a pistol. So, what caliber rifle?
Good question.
Is the bullet still in there?
No, they were both through and throughs.
Oh, okay. Really? On a headshot?
Yep. Well, the first one...
And they aligned that pistol shot up pretty well. I can see the rifle, but...
Yes. Exactly.
How large of a wound would it be? Would it be a large caliber rifle or somewhat smaller caliber rifle?
Somewhat smaller caliber. But by looking at the penetration, though, the bullet was probably sheathed, hardened.
Is that consistent with a sniper round?
Yes. Small entrance, small exit, and the handgun probably made the much larger exit on the back.
Well, to get it out the back of the head, they would have had to line it up pretty well, so I'm not sure it should have a big exit in the back.
Mm-hmm. Well, bigger than the entrance, anyway.
Yeah. Let's see. So, can I... No, I can't establish using that method. There probably wouldn't be any... No, he probably didn't live through that, so there wouldn't be any healing around the wound.
Mm-mm. Yep.
Or scabbing.
Establishing time of death is problematic since the body's been frozen. But you do have...
And move.
But you do have the lab notes from the medical officer that took charge of the body.
Yeah, but I'm guessing, since I'm pretty much a pioneer in forensic medicine, he probably doesn't have as much knowledge as I do.
Nope.
Unfortunately, I don't think I'll be able to establish a good time of death.
No, he has down the time of death as being consistent with the scene of the crime. So the person who took charge of the body basically said, "Yep, it's this Spiros guy. It's consistent with how long this guy's been dead. Rigor hasn't set in yet. So that's the other reason why they're looking heavily at Spiros.
Yeah. Angle of penetration. That's something I do want to know.
Yeah, difficult because the second bullet pretty much obliterated the path of the first. So what you're looking at is, the handgun shot was at very close range and basically dead on. So the firer may have been taller than the victim, or the victim may have been in a seated or lower position.
But it was coming in at a down angle, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Same with my current running theory.
Yes. And with a 9, he has a significant liver damage due to cirrhosis. He's a heavy drinker, it looks like.
I'm going to do something. Not lungs.
Spend some time overseas as he's got a injection pattern on his left shoulder. Which is, he's military likely too, because of the way that's formed there. And since you were doing trajectory tracing, trying to figure out, so you're sticking dowels in the head as well. When you start poking a dowel in there to figure out trajectory, something pops out of the back of the skull that was lodged in the skull.
Ooh, what is it?
It's covered in blood, and it's quite damped, but you kind of remove the blood off the front, and it's wax-coated paper. It looks like a matchbook, actually. And the dye on it has been kind of eaten away with the blood that was in the head as well. But you can just make out, since you've seen one recently, the Sylvan Pines logo.
Sylvan Pine?
Yep.
Shocking.
Well, first, I want to check to see like his blood type and everything, and see if this matches Bob Sterling.
All right. Well, you don't have Bob's info on you, but you can draw blood and figure that out when you can get back to your lab.
I also want to check. This is the only way I can think of establishing type of death. Is I'm going to check the stomach contents.
Mm-hmm.
To see how eaten away they are and how old I think they are, but it's very good.
He's probably shot since Spiros talked about him having lunch with his fiance. He was probably shot soon after that, as the contents have not been digested.
All right, I can't think of anything else I can search on the body, but this is very interesting, and we could get Spiros off at this point if I wanted to. Well, sort of. But do we want to let on at this point? I'll let blah the other two.
No, we don't want him out.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I don't want him out, but at this point, we know it's not him unless he used a rifle then and decided to use a pistol later.
Yeah.
A sniper rifle.
Yeah. Yeah. People have done crazier things in the past.
Yeah, I think it's one of our two friends.
Oh yeah, I mean it's not hard to guess which of those two friends it is, but it's, we don't want that friend to immediately know that we go, huh?
Yes. The other thing that I'm wondering if Bob Sterling isn't crazy and there is actually a spy in our organization, and that's who hypnotized Mr. Spiros over there.
Well, it's more than hypnosis. I mean, I'm surprised he doesn't have any tea. He's not joining any T-Ray thing from going in there. So
that wouldn't necessarily be hypnosis.
Right, but that's some bloody strong hypnosis. I mean,
we've seen this before, though, at Silver Pines.
Right, that's, yeah, and I know, it's...
Somebody played a message over the phone, they could potentially erase the few seconds before he finished dialing and completely control him for a bit.
Yeah, that's what I was know, that's what I believed happened, but that's why I'm surprised he doesn't have any T-ray thing, is because all the people who went through that machine did show T-ray. So, unless they enhanced it.
No, I don't remember. Bert, is my memory faulty, but I believe the T-rays were just for the invisibility. That didn't have anything to do with the mind-altering effect.
Oh, no, it did. The machine that the doctor was using to treat patients in Sylvan Pines, they were being exposed to this radiation, which made the audio that was being played to control them more susceptible to it.
Yeah. So that's what I was saying. It's because we, you know, that's why all the people from Sylvan Pines were showing up with that. So, so if he's
being the case, it's too bad Drina doesn't still have that detector of hers.
Yeah. Well, she had a cure. She didn't have a... she did have a detector.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep.
That is too bad that was once a game. No. Yeah, well...
I've got the very short-range version, but that's not going to help us find one of these guys.
No, but...
My suspicion right now is Bob is behind this.
I have the exact opposite suspicion. Exact opposite. Yeah, so...
I'm going to agree with the slightly paranoid guy on this. Just from the description I got of the two, I'm thinking this is more the wet work guy.
Yeah, but then again, we don't know what was done to Bob. I mean, he might not resemble the person he was. We don't know how deep this mind control stuff goes. But let us stop discussing this out in the open.
I'm assuming we're discussing this actually in the morgue or private.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, let us discuss this somewhere else, more private.
Like Drina's garage.
Yes.
Katrina's garage. Katrina's garage, even though she's not here.
Yeah.
Hey, Drina, how you doing? Doing well? I'm glad you don't mind me smoking.
She's out with the. She's out at her her sister.
Yes. She's visiting her sisters.
We still use her garage anyway.
Right. Nice.
That's because she has the special device.
Yes, we know.
Well, she hasn't fixed the locks on the doors yet, so you assume that your key and using it here means that you're still allowed to enter.
Yes. Okay, so the T-rays are not showing on this guy, so maybe it wasn't.
Well, don't forget that there was also, you can also clear those T-rays, so that doesn't mean they weren't used on him.
That's a very good point.
After they used it on him, they had to clear it somehow.
I want to clarify something. Doctor, you drew blood, but you did not run analysis on the blood yet, right? I just want to clear that.
Yeah, I didn't do analysis.
Okay. Can you do analysis on the blood now?
Okay.
Let's discuss what we're doing before I go to the office.
Yeah, okay, so the fiancé is evil. Because she's German.
Wow, you sound a bit racist, even though that is possibly true.
Yeah, well, I mean, no offense to our German member. All Germans are evil.
Not all Germans.
Now, this gun, I point to the gun that is conveniently in the corner that we recovered last time. Does this caliber match the same caliber that shot the individual, Mr. Rustin?
Which gun are you referring to? Because she's got quite a collection of guns going on.
The one that I recovered.
Oh, from the rooftop?
Yeah.
Yeah, quite likely. Pull out a bullet, show it to the doctor. The doctor will agree that is quite likely what made the first.
So it's Constantine. Beautiful.
Well, it's the rifle. It's one that we know Constantine uses, but we don't know what Bob uses.
Yeah, but it's...
Another, yeah, but it's his calling card, is it not?
Yeah, this is Constantine's calling card, so... yeah, the he likes to leave this, probably because he was horribly, horribly brainwashed and now works for evil.
Or he's just getting paid very well for it.
I'm willing to bet he was brainwashed and works for evil.
I'm going to go that he's being paid. That's more his MO.
Well, I don't know if you know this.
He is more of someone who enjoys this sort of thing, seeing as, judging from what the doctor said, it was placed inside the bullet wound.
Yes,
which means he actually went up to the body. And then he, then if it was him, then he went ahead and arranged to brainwash Mr. Spiros.
If he was brainwashed and not simply drugged, which we need to go test right now.
Right, but I'm betting the crazy guy. All of them got brainwashed. Do you know that the Sylvan Pines was a brainwashing facility?
You're asking Spiros?
Yes.
No, I'm telling.
We're at Drina's now, Bert. Okay, Spiros isn't there.
Yeah. No, I'm telling Mark. What's your character, Marcus?
Bishop.
Yeah, I'm telling Bishop that the we found out that the brainwashing machine was a brainwashing machine.
And I think I got a rundown.
Oh, okay. I didn't. It's hard for me to keep track of what you know and don't know.
I did. I'll just pretend someone told me everything that I heard.
Okay, good. Okay, and they give out T-rays. All right, so...
Yes, I was there for that.
Okay, let's go to the ambass. All right, here's what I want to do while you go check the blood, is go to the Ambassador Hotel, look over the room, and see what's going on with that. And then...
I'm going to drop off the copy of the notebook with someone who can translate it for me. And I'm then going to start checking his apartment, starting with the oldest first.
I'll go with him to do the apartments.
You guys want to split up for this?
Yes, because we don't split the party.
Yes, that is not the best thing in the world to split the party. So
we can take care of ourselves.
Do we want to, while he's testing the blood and that we have already... Can we all go to the hotel and wait for him to finish testing the blood and then go to the apartments?
No.
Testing the blood actually won't take long once he gets to his laboratory.
Right, but if we're running in between one of three apartments, it's harder for him to find us, and we don't have phones.
The Ambassador Hotel is in the same district that his office is, so it is kind of on the way.
Well, yeah, can we do that rather than...
We could all come down to my office real quick and then go over to the Ambassador Hotel.
And then we checked up our tenements.
I'll wait in the car for the Ambassador Hotel.
We don't have a car.
I look to the doctor. What about your car? It should have been enough time for it to be repaired and get a new paint job.
Drina does run a garage. I mean, you can always leave. Like, hey, let's take this car.
Yes, let us steal one of the paying customer cars.
I got dibs on Rocketback.
No, I think the doctor's car is there. It's only half repainted, though. So,
need a new paint job again anyway.
It's got the primer on it. It's it's been stripped down and it's got primer on, so it's got that.
He'll need a new paint job after we're done driving around anyway.
So, do you care if you drive around in this stupid car?
Apparently, Trina does all of my bodywork, so my car is always there. Because it's always getting damaged.
You're going to need a new paint job anyway after we're done driving around, so don't worry if it's just primer.
All right, so we'll take my car.
All right, first
my
of all...
My conspicuous car.
Would a tram just be quicker? I mean, what's the quickest
car? Much quicker.
Okay.
I'm going to guess that Drina has installed the special lights with the goggles for your car.
Likely. Since she's had it in here often enough, I'm sure she would have.
Yeah.
Got to mix up with her experimental car a few times. Don't push the red button.
Always push the green button.
Don't shoot it with either, apparently.
Who's got the radio playing in the background?
That's because I'm a little bit close to the TV.
Oh, okay. All right, so let's make this a little shorter. Aldrich, you can drop off your notebook along the way. If they make just a quick stop, you've got a friend that does translation. And there aren't that many pages in the notebook, and he reads Greek, so he just tells you, oh, it's, Wednesday, 3 o'clock, this happened, this happened. It is exactly what Spiro said. It's just a sequence of events that he logs after, made phone call, doesn't leave the number, though. Or following suspect went here, etc. It's exactly what he told you.
Simple enough, then.
Get to the doctor's office. No patients today. Slow day. Your nurses are dealing with paperwork. Go to the back. Your previous medicine rolls are good enough. The sample from Spiros, signs of ether in the blood.
Told you he was drugged and not in some of this stupid mind control.
The other blood sample does not match up with Bob Starling.
Okay. Yeah, okay. And to the apartment, to the hotel.
So, the Ambassador, it's a fairly ritzy place. A lot of well-to-do travelers actually use this as their living arrangements while they're in Metapole. So it's not just short-term. There's a lot of long-term residents as well. Very, very nice. Someone comes out offering to park the car for you. Looks a little distasted. The look of your car compared to the limos and the, beautiful top-of-the-line Sportsters, and then you rattle in with this nice car, but it's like primer gray. It gives you a little distasteful look, but offers to valet park it for you.
Only about half primer gray. It's half that the atrocious colors that are on there. It hasn't been fully repainted yet.
There you go.
Because Drina had to leave town to go visit her sister before she was done.
Well, the kids could have completed it.
What set of paint, though?
Well, I'm thinking she took her family with her.
Yeah. Oh, it's like just all kinds of, it's like a psychedelic smattering of different colors along one side.
The front half is all gray, the back half is like hippie mobile.
Yeah.
Phew, right? So, first, let's scout out where he died.
Go into the hotel. You're greeted by a couple of workers there. They're wearing the
speaking red of that, coats with gold strap.
Do we have any what?
Do we have any crime scene photos at all?
No.
Okay.
Flash badges into the back.
In the portfolios, the manila envelopes you were handed on the case, they would have taken some photos. So, yeah, you've got like a couple of photos of the crime scene.
Were there enough? There wasn't enough blood, obviously, on the scene to match either, I'm assuming.
Oh, no, there was. But, the rifle shot, though, like I said, small entrance, small exit, it's the second shot that would have made the big blood spray.
Well, yeah, but it had a lot of blood bleed out, too, because yep. It's not just a splurt you're looking for. You're looking for, the leftovers from it, and if he was dead for a long period of time before, well, you would be looking for...
Yeah, when we get up to the crime scene, we can...
So, yeah, you're stopped by some of the workers in the Ambassador. Yeah, they got the red velvet clothes, and you flash your badges, and they're like, okay, they still got that yellow tape up. Can we ask when we can have our kitchen back? Our guests are getting hungry.
Given the state of Metropole Police, about 6 to 8 months.
Young boy leads you back to the kitchen. The cooks are trying to
cook around. Any staff?
Yeah, there's staff back there. They're like, the cooks are trying to cook around the section that's been roped off, never minding the blood spray that's got splattered beyond that section.
Get everyone line up against the wall now.
But we have meals to prepare.
I wasn't asking. I was telling. Go now.
At least let us turn off the burners. The quiche, she will burn.
We will turn off the burners. You jokers.
No. He needs to save the quiche.
Look. Up against the wall.
Turn that pot a couple of times before you turn off the heat, huh?
Okay, I do that. I follow his instructions.
Oh, that's very nice. Maybe some oregano. Stir it a few times.
No,
that's
stop after that. Oh, for the love of Aicha. All right. So
there's like one head cook and a couple of helpers back there. So there's like five guys that have been trying to cook around the crime scene.
I apologize for my friend here. Know this. He is just hired help. He does not represent our people in any such way. Anything he says can and will be used against him.
Okay, so can we get a description of the crime scene?
Sure. It's a preparation area, so like where they cut up all the vegetables each morning and they prepare the meats and stuff. There's apparently the guy was supposedly shot against the back wall where it's a brick and a sluice gate beneath it. So like when they clean down the area, they just kind of hose it down and it sluices out. Stainless steel. Tabletops everywhere. They still left. It looks like there was a sign of a struggle as some some tin cans have been knocked off shelves. Some of the apparatus that have rolling wheels have been kind of pushed out of the way a little bit. But it's basically just kind of an alley of tabletops and counters and cooking devices leading to a brick area in the back and a sluicing grate.
And where's the closest entrance and exit?
The closest entrance and exit, the closest one is to, if you're looking down where the body would be to the left, there's a couple of swinging double doors that go out into an alley. Right out the alley is where the receiving dock for the food is and the deep freeze for the sides of beef and other meats.
Question outside, outside in the alley, is there like a garbage can or anything like that?
Yes.
Is that a large garbage?
Yes, there is.
I'm going to check the wall and see if there's any portion of the wall that appears to be slightly miscolored from the rest of it, like the garbage can has been moved.
Okay, sure. Give me a roll there for that. Investigation. So the doctor...
Actually, I'm going to use medicine.
The medicine won't do that. I mean, you're not looking at a patient. You're looking at a scene.
Can I just do a basic investigation?
That's why I have
for the
medicine, Bert.
Right, but I don't see how it applies here, because what you're doing is looking for a specific... You're looking for discoloration on a wall. I don't see how that applies. I mean, you're just looking at something, you know, as opposed to saying, I need to figure this out.
I got a 2.
My forensics, since I'm looking around, this is just general forensics, I got a 3.
General investigation, you mean?
General investigation, sorry. Yeah, he's got me saying the stuff. Yeah, general investigation is a 3.
Switch around, son of a gun! There we go. Let's see.
Alright, well, if I don't see any signs of that, Bert, I'm going to try moving the large gun. Bridge thing and see if there's discoloration behind it.
Sure, that's easy enough to do. You don't have to move it to see. I'm gonna start with the doctor and work my way down. There is discoloration behind the garbage can, meaning that it has not been moved in a long time. It's lighter behind there. The wall's cleaner. The walls are quite dirty around it, so it hasn't been moved in a while.
All right.
It looks like the garbage hasn't been taken away in a while either, as it's pretty piled up and stinks pretty bad.
Not it for who gets to search around in the garbage.
I'm not searching around in the garbage. All right. Anyways.
So inside...
don't see a reason, right?
Investigation rolls inside. Who got the best?
I got a 3.
I've got a 4.
I got a 2. I'm not going to reroll.
I guess it's 4 to the archaeologist.
All right. And outside, Doctor, by the way, if you want to work the crime scene and actually do a forensics roll out there, that's fine. But just how you said you were looking for a specific thing, I just wasn't going to allow forensics for that. On the inside, okay. On the inside, what you guys find, so the best was 4?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You do find little shreds of rubber on the sluice grating, as if something had been dragged over it. Could be like the bottom of the guy's shoes. You saw his the corpse's like his clothing and everything. You saw the kind of shoes he had, consistent in color to the shreds of rubber. So he may have been dragged to this location over the grates, and it kind of just chewed up the bottom of his shoes.
Shocking.
Doctor, can you check for blood traces across the grate? Using your...
Yeah, I suppose.
And see if there's enough blood here.
I already can tell you there won't be enough blood there. There probably won't be a blood pool there.
No, there won't be a pool, but there should be a few traces on the bars.
Are you... Are you working the crime scene out back with your forensics? If so, go ahead and give me that roll. You would have had time to do that before they came and asked you these questions.
Yeah, I'm going to. Well, I'm still debating whether I want to scrounge through the trash or not yet, though.
Uh-huh. Do your investigation and go through the trash.
4.
4. Yeah, you do notice, like, There's a lot of garbage and just crud back here in this alleyway. It doesn't look like it's well maintained. You do notice that it looks like something was dragged through the back doors.
How far was it dragged? Was it dragged from outside the alley? Does it look like?
Yeah, it looks like it was a little bit further down the alley. It was dragged from there. And since you had the idea of a sniper shot being the first bullet, I mean, looking around the apartment. Like complex, like right next door that makes the other end of this alley. There is a like a rooftop flat area where someone would have a really good shot into this alley.
Yeah, which is great because I'm standing in the middle of the alley. Let's hope he's not looking. So I'll try to get to the place where I think that it originated from and look for signs of blood at that area, blood splatter.
Okay,
because even with a sniper, should be one.
So before you start heading off to that that rooftop across, which is the other end of the alley, the guys come out, and that's at the point they'll ask you about the blood inside.
Well, I'm not going to the rooftop, you know, Bert. I'm going to try to see where the guy was shot.
Oh yeah.
So if he was dragged somewhere,
if he mentions it, I'll go to the rooftop.
Sure. So you guys kind of get together then when you go out back looking for the doctor and he's scraping something off the brick wall. Doctor, you find the bullet against the opposite wall from what you think a shooter might have been. It's embedded in the wall. And yes, it looks like there probably was a pool of blood here, but garbage, debris, and dust have been kind of swept up over it. A really good job of hiding it, but you can see it once you start moving some of the debris away.
Yeah, see, he didn't take the obvious tack, which was hiding behind the garbage can, which is what I thought he would do. Okay,
so
you guys killed here, right?
You guys come outside while the doctor is like pulling the bullet out of the wall.
Can we keep one guy inside, face man guy? Can you be questioning the?
And the chef's trying to make a move toward their food. If you're not paying,
yeah, that's exactly. Can you be questioning them and see who found the body, et cetera, et cetera?
Okay, let me just do one.
Why don't I talk to them while you look over the sniper position?
Okay, that works even better for me.
Okay.
Good sir, could you give that cream sauce to your left just a stir there, just a little stir? No, I'm not asking much, just a little stir.
Of course, I can see that you're an excellent chef.
little pinch of that powder there on the shelf. You just, yeah, just a little.
All right. tell me, what? Sorry, I just want to share that.
Okay. So they're trying to direct you. They got their hands up as if they're being, held at gunpoint, which they're not, but they're trying to direct you into finishing the cooking while you're watching.
No, I'm just fussing over one pot and I'm making suggestions over it. You know that using a little bit less salt when you're making a white sauce can actually help?
No, oh, you fool! Too much salt! Ah! You ruined it!
And this is why we didn't want them to be cooking this right here.
All right, so
now we have learned our lesson.
All right, so you just pull the slug out of the wall, yes, it is it's jacketed ammo, so that stuff will cut. I mean, that'll blow through armor. It's
yeah, so it'll blow right through a skull. Mm. All right, so this is where he was killed, but this isn't where the other guy was kidnapped, so I think that's where we need to go next. Besides the seeing the sniper position, which I'm sure you'll find a matchbook and nothing else.
We'll see. He left his gun last time, so he might have left his gun again.
Man, this guy must have a ton of guns. Yeah. Anyway, Marcus will go investigate that and hopefully not get himself killed.
Yeah, I'll make sure to have my when I go to the building and request, I will, as I go up the stairs, get my gun at the ready, looking around for anyone suspicious, etc., etc.
All right. Are you guys waiting on the ground to see if you can see him on the rooftop and such, or are you going about doing other things?
After I'm done investigating here, I will wait to see if I can see him.
All right.
If he already left. Otherwise, I'll join him if he hasn't left yet.
It's up to you if you want to go with him.
Don't forget.
It's really up to him whether he was impatient and left right away or not.
I'd wait for him if he wanted to go.
I'll go with you.
All right.
So, he goes in first.
Yeah, I was going to say, so there's a stairwell that goes up. The manager gives you the key to get up there. He says that they always keep it locked.
Actually, I'll go first. I'll be smart.
So you get to the top. It's got a good door. It's got a good solid metal door.
I make sure I put on gloves and see if it's unlocked.
Yeah, I was about to say, as you're about to put the key in, you notice that the keyhole is stripped out really bad. And when you just kind of push up against the door.
They never know how to do the locks right.
Are you just going to open it, or do you want to check?
Check what? Check lock or check the door?
Well, the doctor just said it might be trapped.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let the doctor check it.
All right. I don't know what I'm doing here, but I'll go and give it a shot, I guess. Actually, I actually do know what the hell I'm doing here. Survival, right? Right, Bert?
It would be either investigation or repair, actually.
Okay, investigation it is. I'll do it. Unless I get a really bad roll. We're both
survival would be setting traps, wouldn't it?
Survival is actually just your ability to get by in hostile situations.
Well, yeah, but you also got to need to know how to set traps for wildlife and stuff like that. I guess it would be a little out of the element.
Yeah, I mean, I'd allow a roll with it, but burglary really would be the best skill to have it.
Oh, burglary? Then I got a 3 with burglary or a 4 with investigation, whichever is better.
You can both look, and it's fine.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, I either got a 3 in burglary or 4 in.
Oh, I'm waiting to see what the doctor got as well.
So that's either a 5 with survival or a 2 with investigation.
Sure.
Or a 4 with alertness, if that works.
I got you. Oh, if you needed to jump away real quick. No, it doesn't look like anything's booby-trapped. It just looks like the keyhole had been worked with rather roughly. with some kind of metal bar to pop the lock.
Oh, he did the cheap, the quick trick where you just literally pop it. Okay. So it was a quick job instead of he took his time. That's disappointing. No pride. No pride in their work, in his work.
I mean,
he goes through with all this other elaborate stuff, and then he just pops the lock. No respect for the burglar's rock. The burglar's job.
Oh, when you meet Constantine, you can start registering your disapproval.
I know, that's exactly what I
was I'll resonate my disapproval with a shock. It'll be a shocking acquaintance.
So you're going to get the drop on Constantine. How it's going
to go. The lock doesn't seem to be trapped or anything by the looks of it. It just looks like it was forced quickly.
Well, Doctor, would you be willing to do the honors of opening it? Actually, I open it so that he can go inside first. And I have my pistol drawn.
Mm-hmm.
Still paranoid, I look for tripwires.
So, open the door a little bit and see if there's a tripwire or anything. Now, I'll give you the same roll. You don't see anything for a tripwire.
I'll open the door and move.
Or just pass the door.
I move past him and move at a decent pace.
All right, so you push the door open.
Yeah.
Push the door open, and it kind of it's kind of narrow, so you have to push it open a little wide to be able to get through. And when it swings against the back wall, you hear an audible click and a bring, like a loud kind of alarm.
I run.
So you race downstairs. The alarm still's going off, but nothing else seems to happen. You're waiting for the explosion and the flying bits of bloody doctor, but nothing seems to happen.
Yeah, because I didn't run. I just kind of... Oh, that's kind of normal for something up here.
I go back up and go out.
Behind the door, there's a small, like a wooden box that has a plunger on one end that the door kind of made contact with. And there's like a red blinking light on the top. And it's blinking over this this green stenciling so that you can see words flashing on it that just simply says, boom.
What a jerk.
Well, that is classy.
Yeah. Not complaining now.
First played off my paranoia.
Okay, I say, okay, now this I respect. He did good job. He made fun of us, and he did a good job. The door, I'm still disappointed. You don't strip a lock. You're very delicate.
Anyway.
Yeah, so
anyway, what's on the roof, Pepper?
The rooftop is flat. It's got a gravel on it to help, with heat dissipation and everything. But when you go walk over to the area where you would have had the best vantage point, what's that?
There's a gun?
No. But there are a couple of things you notice right away. One, there's a telephone that's been spliced in to the phone line and laying here. There's a set of binoculars.
Okay.
And you also notice that you've got a great view right into the hotel's lobby from here as well.
That makes sense. Made a call for him and had him go out. Very simple, very easy. Come out to the back, I need to talk to you. Something along those lines, and then bang. I'm just surprised no one heard the shot.
Oh, and there is a brass cartridge. There's a brass cartridge here as well, a single cartridge.
Cartridge? Really?
Yep.
That's advanced. Holy crud.
Well, the military has had cartridge-based for a while.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too advanced, actually.
No, not for this time.
For this time? Aren't we, like, 1800s?
Mm-hmm.
The cartridge didn't come till late 1800s.
Ostensibly, this is 1820s or so.
The actual metal cartridge was way later. They had the military had basic cartridges where you literally had to chew the bite off. I learned this for the Civil War. They had.
Yeah, they had cartridges before the Civil War. Just both armies were They did have cartridges before.
They had them.
They still use cap and ball, and they still use black powder just because the South was poor, and that's what they could have. But cartridge ammo did exist during that time.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, they actually had rifles in the 50s. 1850s.
Yeah,
I know they had rifling and that stuff.
They had repeaters.
Oh, they had the repeaters. That was something that some of them used later, yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's before World War One though. That's Old West type like stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's think like a 57 Smith. I don't remember. Anyways,
but the gun that won the West.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Winchester 63.
Okay, so he has a somewhat advanced weapon, better than most normal people could get.
The interesting thing with cartridges is that, they're all handmade at this point, so that's kind of interesting. Is there a maker's mark at all on a cartridge?
There actually is a maker's mark on the cartridge. Unless you've got a fairly high repair, you wouldn't know what the maker marks were, but it does have one.
Okay, we can take it and have it examined.
That's when you have contacts.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at it. All right, so let's see. Only one shell, though, that I can see.
Just the
one?
Yep.
It was one shot, one kill. He's a good shot. I'd almost argue it's an epic shot, maybe even close to a legendary shot.
With a good rifle, the range isn't that extreme, actually.
Oh, so if he was, well, he was then a good I'm shot, not him.
Yeah.
I put my gun in my pocket and I pretend like I have a rifle and kind of aim down there and get a general idea of distance. You know, the doctor tells me where he is and I kind of get a rough idea. How easy of a shot would that be? Or hard, I should say.
It's not an easy shot. If the guy had a scope on his rifle and he had a good rifle, I mean, definitely you might be able to make the shot if you had good gear.
Okay, well, I should be able to make the shot if I had good gear.
Mm-hmm.
Better be able.
So apparently the first cartridge was introduced in England in 1845, but technology is advanced by quite a few years and because of technology, et cetera. But yeah.
Okay. Also is driving cars and electric.
Yes.
Yes.
Planes.
Yeah, so I would say...
Oh, yeah, we're way...
Yeah.
Hey, did the Wright brothers exist yet?
Yeah, the technology level seems to be something closer to, say, early 1900s.
Yeah, because you have computers, you basically have cell phones.
Yeah.
So, the broadcast power changes a lot of things, so...
Yeah, I would be shocked if we hadn't had a cartridge a lot earlier. So
the only thing we don't have is mass production.
Yeah, and that's only because it's been that whole type of production is being really, the guilds don't want it, and the skill to do these things are being closely guarded by the masters and smiths to do this sort of thing. So, I mean, it's being intentionally...
because mass production is... Oh, it's so easy. It makes things so much easier, but it also loses a lot of profit.
And quality.
You're actually, it's 1808, Bert, is when the first cartridge was actually built. But that wasn't the first metal cartridge. 1812 had another version of the cartridge, which was backloaded.
Paper cartridges. They had paper cartridges, too. Yep.
Yeah, that's the one they used during the Civil War was the paper.
Anyway, so yeah, that's what's up.
The same thing.
Is that?
Anyway,
So yes, that's what's up top. You wave down.
Well, he had a phone line up here to the lobby, so it might not just be that he called in. Where was the guy making the call again? Wasn't it the lobby, Spiros?
He did make the call from the lobby. Yes.
Yeah, and your point? He obviously knocked him out, then drugged him. He was detected ether.
Yes, but the question is, how did he get that ether, and is it necessarily being knocked out? Although he did get hit in the back of the head with something.
It would have been easy just to simply knock him out that way, because ether takes a bit to... Ether takes a while. Ether yes. is not instant.
But I'm still questioning whether he actually went in there to knock him out, or if he had some other method. Because going in there to knock him out would mean exposing himself into the lobby of a hotel.
Yes, what does he have to worry about? If he dresses right, he's
the guy who doesn't
he's
like
that
to ever
good.
Make himself seen.
Yes, and do you think anyone could pick him out of the crowd?
Meanwhile, in the kitchen.
Can you pick this man out of a crowd? No.
By the way, what have you tried to mix with the soul? I mean, I can tell that you're mixing...
Good Lord, man. Stop it. Okay. All right. Who was the first one who found the body?
The cooks kind of look at each other. He says, that would be Giuseppe, our prep cook. He comes in at 6 o'clock in the morning. He's already off shift now.
Okay, so they found the body in the...
Yeah, 6 o'clock this morning. Giuseppe, he comes in to prep all the vegetables, to make the soup bases. He called your police when he saw.
Bert, the timeline is a little bit screwy here.
No. The body was found at 6 o'clock this morning, and you were called in the afternoon after they sorted out that they had a political potential.
Right, our... Spiro says he's only lost 4 hours.
Yeah, the night before.
Right, but he went to lunch. He went to lunch, and then that's the last thing is he remembers until he.
Oh, that's true. So yeah, I mean he couldn't have accounted for the time from the phone call to sometime after 6 in the morning.
Okay, so 16 hours. Or more, 18 hours.
Yes, my mistake, yes.
Cannot account for... Okay, so he was knocked out, all right, and do we have a... Now, I'm sorry, the TOD becomes a little bit more important. Do we have a rough TOD? Is it 6 o'clock in the morning?
Well, the closest you can get is from the police report, because the body was already frozen after that, yeah. So the doctor can't give you time of death. But they said that it was consistent with him being shot there on the site. Rigor hadn't set in yet.
So he was shot like at 5 o'clock, at least within an hour, so around 5 a.m. Huh. Okay, so Giuseppe found it at 6 o'clock in the morning. Giuseppe. And the body was just laying here like so, correct?
Well, the body and the guy that was not dead yet, but he thought he was dead too.
Oh, and the guy was just lying there on the ground next to the body?
Yes. He found the scene at 6 in the morning, but at that time Spiros was still out, so he thought Spiros was dead as well.
Okay. Okay, and then...
How easy is it to get into these kitchens?
It's a double door right there.
Pretty at easy. Night. I mean, they've got a lock that they can lock it at night, but it's not,
It's not that... Yes, it's a normal business lock. Because who would want to get into a kitchen? That would be foolish.
In a hotel? Most of the guests, I'd have thought. Or at least any small children.
Yes, I don't know a lot of lockpickers, small children, so...
What? Sorry. I got a little distracted. Oh, wait, in a different area.
Yeah. All right, so unless... Do you have any... And then we just questioned Giuseppe for a little bit and make sure his story is out.
He isn't there. He got off shift earlier on because he was in at 6 o'clock in the morning. And since he couldn't prep because the prep area is taped off in tape.
Just ask me, you lazy bastard. All right. We need to get Giuseppe's contact information. If you can go ahead and call Giuseppe and see if we can get him in. And then I want to question the concierge staff and see if if Mr. Rustin was staying at this hotel tonight.
So you go up and you ask for that.
Yeah.
Mr. Rustin is not a guest of the hotel, so they don't really know.
I mean, he what about hear Emily Frazier?
Ah, yes, she is a regular guest here.
Okay. Did she have a room last night?
Hold on just a second. I'm answering some questions. Hit on the back of the head, blunt force trauma. It's really hard to tell what it was, but it probably wasn't the butt of the gun because it didn't leave an impression. It was probably something like a bar. Could have been a sap, but something heavy and more evenly shaped, so it doesn't leave any jaggies or anything else. So, you know, there's no impression left.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll switch to the front desk while we're arguing with each other and going back downstairs.
So, yeah, she's a regular guest here. She's been living here for the last year and a half or so.
Okay, can we get her room number? It's pertaining to a murder investigation. We need to
sure.
get in there.
Yeah, they help you out with that. They give you the room number and ask if they should call up.
No, you shouldn't. And if these two men, I give them the description of the doctor and the bishop and say if they come in, tell them that this is where we are. Mm-hmm. And let us go up to the room.
I'll say that they're walking back about the time that you're talking at the front desk. So if okay. you want to see each other and go up together, you can. That's fine.
No. I make sure to travel a little behind and get to the kitchen and go, hey, I hope we didn't ruin any of your food. Can I get a sample later?
It is ruined! This silly person here, he put too much salt in the sauce!
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. We'll make sure to take it out of the guy who took you away from your doing your job's wallet. Charge it to... Just talk to Miss Blair and tell him that he was willing to pay for it, the loss.
Okay.
I'm sure Bishop here will want to take a sample of it anyway, regardless.
Yes. I need to sample this for investigative purposes. Actually, I need to take a sample of all your food. This is a small sample.
The sauce has too much sauce. Or salt.
I taste the sauce. Really?
Yeah, it's too much salt. This is too much.
He eats the low-class food. I'm sure it's great to him.
Yeah.
No, actually, I'm not.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he blows all of his money on the fast living.
Actually, no, I've got money now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. You did buy up resources. Yeah. Explain that to people. Anyway, the food's pretty good. The sauce is too salty. They will call Giuseppe in to speak to you. He's willing to do it since he can pick up some extra hours on the clock by doing so.
And Miss Frazier?
All right, so you just go up to a room without having anyone call first?
Yeah, I want to, if I have to have a concierge with a key next to me, I'll do that. But I don't want anyone to call in first.
Okay. She is on the fourth floor. There are only four suites on this floor. They're fairly large suites. These are the ones for, well-paying, long-term people staying here. There's a placard on her door. This is her residence. There is a mail slot. She's got her own private mail brought up here. There's a doorbell and a knocker.
I'm not going to knock. I want to enter in.
Okay. The bellhop with you says, I must insist that you knock first, at least. She is a lady.
I understand, and hopefully this is, we believe that her life might be in danger, so therefore we need to hurry.
A quick knock and then entering would at least give her time to put a towel on if she is in the bath.
If she is bleeding out right now, I don't want to discuss this. If she's bleeding out,
he just simply gives you the keys as if to say it's on you.
Yes, I open the door.
All right.
I stand well back and around the corner.
Open the door, I draw out my knife, and I...
There's a lady who starts to say, what is the meaning of it? And they just start screaming when she sees your knife.
Okay. And she's just sitting there?
She's actually in a maid uniform, and she apparently may have heard somebody talking out in the hallway and was heading towards the door, and then you burst in. Now she's screaming for her life.
I will seek to intimidate her into silence.
No, I'm walking up there and saying, please excuse my rather brash friend.
Okay,
here.
Happen quickly. One, go ahead and give me your intimidation roll.
My knife is plus one to intimidate. Oh, wow, I really succeed there. Plus one, two, three, four, five.
Okay. Yes, she thinks you're threatening her life, and this is a robbery. She stops screaming. From the bedroom, excellent. However, you hear a long gun barrel sticks out of the door with a very irate looking woman, and she unloads.
Oh, good.
You idiot.
You brought this on yourself.
Yes.
Okay, so it's going to be four. So, yeah, four successes, which means you're going to take a box six. Do you have six boxes in physical?
Oh, no, I don't have six boxes.
All right, so that means you need to take a complication of some sort.
And I get nothing to dodge this, or
your action in this round was to intimidate the woman. Hers was heard the scream and shot the intruder.
and this is just for future references, mm-hmm. So that I have this straight. If I see something and I have a gun, I can shoot the same round that I see this. I don't have to take a round to scope
out. Oh, if you want to shoot safely and aim, you certainly want to.
Okay, but I can shoot someone at full skill. And this is, this is serious game mechanics stuff here. Mm-hmm. That I'm not questioning your ruling here. I'm questioning what we can do.
Yeah, basically, the setup is the lady has been screaming for a bit before you start to intimidating her. The woman who owns the suite knows something's going on, is armed, and
Is
it a real gun?
And shoots at the person holding a knife out and seems to be scary.
We're about to find out in 2 seconds. Yeah.
Okay, I can see and shoot same round, no problem.
Yeah. As long as you don't mind hitting a bystander if you miss. That's the problem with doing that sort of thing.
That's the only problem. Okay, no problem.
Pretty much. Now, if you've seen the person with the gun, you could simply say, I'm doing some dodging or et cetera, but you did not see her, but she certainly knew you were there.
Okay, that's no problem.
Yep.
Okay. That will beat my boxes by three.
Right, beat your box by three. So you have to take a 3-point.
Mm-hmm.
Which could simply, 3-point isn't long lasting, it just lasts this adventure. So it could be anything from it blew your ear off instead of hitting you full. I don't know, come up with something that is not.
Is it a real gun?
Yes, it's
a real.
Yes, we can arrest her.
It is just a for this adventure.
Yes, so like just the rest of this adventure. It's not something that lasts beyond this. So it's something minor. I mean, you were hit, so you can simply say it flew off the bottom of your ear. You know, well, that's kind of disfiguring, so not that.
Yeah.
You could say it's a clean shot through an arm, and so your arm is that would tag you with the aspect, you know, bum arm or something. Whatever you would like to choose it as a consequence that is not long term, but will hamper you for basically the next day or few hours, whatever.
Okay.
You can simply say your hearing is impaired, like it was, you know, a close enough shot that it rattled your eardrum or something. That would work for me.
Yeah, I'll go with that because I can't think of some. I'm not a quick thinker, so I'm gonna have to think up of a list of things I can.
Yep. Sure. Yeah. So it's loud enough and close enough to you then that it you know you're gonna hear things with more difficulty for the you know the rest of this adventure.
As I was on my way up, I went up the stairs and I hear a gunshot.
Yes, you guys.
Not just I enter the room with my hands up. I've got my hands in the air and I enter the room.
Now that's a three-pointer, and how many points of body do you have?
I have three.
Okay, so you're going to end up, you'll take that third box, put a splash through it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've done that.
Yep, but remember, those aren't like hit points or anything. Those will go away. Right. Yeah, it's right. Just, yeah, okay.
Right.
All right, right, so she's made that shot, and she looks like she's got every intention of continuing shooting, because you're sitting there with a knife out. Brandishing it in front of her maid.
Okay.
Eggs.
So what are you guys doing?
I'm entering the room with my hands up, and I'm saying, please lower the gun, Metapole Guild business.
All right.
And slowly.
Now, question. She does match the person that we... feature, correct?
The description of Emily, as given to you by Spiros, yes, it looks like. Yes.
Okay, in that case, I will drop the knife and hold up my hands.
Okay. Okay, good. All right.
We're making our way quickly there.
She's able to master herself somewhat, so she's still got the gun trained on Mr. Knife Wielder there, and says... Step away from my servant and explain what you're doing, breaking into my...
Mr. Raymond, please step outside of the room. I think your presence will be more of a hindrance at this point.
Okay, I'll step out of the room.
Do we make it there in time now?
Yeah, it's you guys can rush up while this is going on.
Okay, cool, perfectly. I come in, you know...
Hold on, Mr. Raymond is outside the door, so just outside, so he's kind of blocking you from being able to just run in.
Move, please. Move to the side.
Von Hundegaard is right inside the door and speaking to someone. Let's give Von Hundegaard his time to do something here first. Mm-hmm. Just to get there.
I do apologize for my associate. I'm afraid that we need to question you. Of course, I understand if you wish to take a few moments to collect yourself after the... incident.
Let me see ID. Slowly.
Of course. I take out my guild ID and I put it on the floor and slide it across.
Okay. She bends down, not taking her eyes off you, picks it up. Okay. She uncocks her gun, lays it down, hands you back your badge.
Thank you.
Guilds or not, you do not intrude upon a lady's home in this way.
My associate was rash. I will. He does not represent all of us, I assure you.
Margaret, see to his wound. Come in. She leaves the gun on the couch and says, "I'm sure you'll be wanting that now."
Yes, thank you. May I ask how you came into possession of it?
It is an heirloom. It's a hunting rifle.
Ah. Can I actually see if it actually is a hunting rifle? I should be familiar with the hunting rifle.
Yeah, it is in fact a hunting rifle. The Bishop, everybody else, I mean, you're piling up in the doorway after...
I see the gun and go, that shouldn't be inside the city now, should it?
Of course not. Yeah. You shouldn't be in my room without announcing yourselves either, scaring the death out of my servant, brandishing
a shocked that you shot somebody in the city. That's not something, honestly, I expected.
Jesus. Mr. Raymond, you burst into the room wielding a knife. Shot
you in the head.
I raise my hand and go, let me guess, he did something really stupid?
I tell you right now, you slap me on the back of the head, there will be consequences.
No. That
I will
not
hurt you.
May I ask what he did?
Oh. My maid started screaming, and I round the corner, there's this man brandishing a knife, threatening my maid. So, of course, I'm defending my home.
Yes, with an illegal weapon?
Yeah, I that's kind of...
I think we're going to... Unfortunately, we don't have much power in this, so we are going to have to call the Metropole Police, as this is not our area. We deal with the guild stuff. May I borrow your phone?
Please.
I call Blair and tell her what the hell happened.
Yeah, she's like, oh, yeah, we just got a call, a shot fired from the ambassador. We're sending a car over.
Make sure to tell her illegal firearm. And I go, is there any way to prevent any of these from coming inside the city?
You hear her grumble as she hung her up. Yeah. Bert.
I'd like to take a look at the rifle, since it's a rifle. What caliber cartridge is it?
I'm not too good with hunting rounds, but it would be something for, like, small game. It's not...
I'm thinking modern terms, it'd be a 22.
Yeah,
so that's very sense. Small caliber.
Yep. Single
so
shot.
So it's not the same as rifle. You've been seeing before.
Right. It's also single shot, so it's not like she could have actually shot again anyway.
And you people don't realize that.
Oh, no, I don't. I surely don't.
I'm good with guns. I should pick
up a pointing gun.
Really actually, should. I would have realized it, but neither one of the people who would actually be able to realize that it was single shot.
Yes.
So her maid, Margaret, comes up with a warm towels for your injury. I mean, it's basically just a grazed wound. It's
can
not.
We take a break for a second.
Oh, yeah, I need some water anyway. Let's take a break.
Okay. Be back in 5. Yeah.